37-year-old Wayne Jensen detonated a homemade remote-controlled pipe bomb in Thomas Dyer's vehicle back in July 2003. Dyer and his passenger, Tanya Humboldt, were both injured in the blast that occurred on State Highway 73, just north of the city of Neillsville. Jensen is currently serving a 10-year prison term after pleading no contest to four felony charges, including reckless endangerment and aggravated battery. That was the criminal portion of the case. Dyer and Humboldt also filed a civil suit against Jensen. On Wednesday, the two sides reached an out-of-court settlement. Jensen admits wrongdoing and agrees to pay the victims $50,000 each. The case is still pending as other defendants were named, including Jensen's ex-wife, Cynthia. Reporting in Neillsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.